Do you have any Halloween sexual kinks? If not, have you ever heard of any? Oh boy. Okay, my Halloween fantasy. I don't know how this could even play out, to be completely honest, but okay, so first of all, if anybody knows of any good websites for like industrial supply stuff where I could get just like a simple doorbell, just like little small, just a doorbell. I just need the button and it makes a noise. And yeah, I've looked at Home Depot and I mean, they have stuff, but it's like, I don't need anything that expensive for this. And it just, yeah. So, but yeah, one of those is involved. And then, you know, those plastic cauldron shaped things that people use to like put the candy in, you know, for when the kids come to the front door, or like, or sometimes the kids will have like a cauldron shaped little bucket bag thing to put their candy in. One of those, but people sized. Or not like, well, just big enough for me to fit in, pretty much. Oh shit. So. Pardon me. Where was I? Okay, yeah, so the cauldron thing, and then I don't even know where the hell. See, like, that's the thing. I don't know where I'd even find this, but. And then candy corn. Shit ton of candy corn. And the candy corn is going to be both the outfit, which, I mean, you know, that's easy enough to, like, sew together with fishing line. But it also, I want it to be, like, the restraints, like the ropes, or, like, you know, like a candy corn chain. And the problem with that is fishing line isn't strong enough for it. And if I use some kind of, like, wire that, I mean, any wire that's small enough to not completely demolish the candy corn when you're making the chain is going to be not at all safe to have, you know, wrapped around skin, because it would just, garrote your wrists or whatever. Is that how you say that? Garrote? I don't know how to pronounce French stuff, and I think that's French. Anyway, so yeah, all those. yeah, okay. I don't have a Halloween kink. I was just thinking of shit. and I ran out of places to go with that. But yeah, I don't know. I've not heard of any Halloween-specific kinks, no. Although there's got to be some between, like, you know, the pagan crowd with, like, the All Hallows Eve stuff. And, I mean, I've read stories, exclusively on B, because where else are you going to find shit like this? But about people who like to drill holes in watermelons and other such things and have their way with them. And I mean, a pumpkin isn't that far off, so somebody does something like that somewhere. They I guarantee that. Furries must have a fucking field day with Halloween. Unless it's just like not even that big of a deal because it's like nothing special, but whatever. There probably are Halloween kinks. I don't have any and I've not heard of any, but they're out there. Do you get turned on by fear? If so, when did you first remember getting aroused when scared? I can. I mean, it's not something, there's no, like, I don't want to say permanent, but whatever, permanent association between the two. Like, it's not, you know, every time I get scared, I also get wet, but there have been some times, and I mean, there are, I don't know, it just depends on the circumstance, I guess. And I have no idea when the first time that happened was. Yeah, I'm guessing, knowing me, that it was probably something closer to like how like a roller coaster is scary, where it's more the thrill, but you know, you're not actually going to get, well, you don't know, but hopefully you're not actually going to like fly off the rails and get killed or something, whatever. So probably something like that, but I don't remember exactly what. It's your first full moon after being bitten by a werewolf. What do you do? Chain yourself up so you don't hurt anyone? Say fuck it and go on a killing spree? Do you find a hot piece of werewolf ass and fuck the night away? Or would you do something completely different? I would be, I don't know why I even think that this might work, but I'd kind of like to get to retain my awareness and, you know, not be completely just, like, out of control, overtaken by the, like, bloodlust and, hot werewolf, hot piece of werewolf ass lust, and, you know, just be able to maintain some semblance of control, I guess, or just even just awareness, just to remember it, you know, after I wake up in the morning in the bushes somewhere covered in dirt and leaves and shit in my hair. First I would get, like, the rest of the pack, if that's how it would be working, together, or just, like, pick, you know, just find another werewolf who can be, like, the babysitter, and get some LSD, and dose on that right before, right before the moon shows up. Yeah. I mean, either way, something cool would fucking happen, or something really bad would happen, but I mean, you're a fucking werewolf, like, bad shit's gonna happen either way, so might as well have fun with it, right? What's the craziest thing you've ever done on Halloween? Sexual or non, points if it's sexual. I don't know. I never really did, like, crazy shit for Halloween. I mean, definitely, like, nothing sexual. I mean, you know, there were Halloweens where I got laid, but, like, it wasn't anything, like, remarkable or special, and I'm pretty sure that the costumes always came off, or mostly off, so, like, it wasn't, that didn't, like, play a part of it. The funnest Halloween I had was probably, like, the most mundane and boring. Okay, well, not the funnest, because that one house party was pretty fucking good, but, okay, so a girlfriend and I in high school, we were, how can I explain the layout of the house? Okay, so you know how, like, the entryway to the house, like, the foyer, it was, like, that, there was one of those, but it was, like, outside. What the fuck do you call that? Like, a courtyard, maybe? I don't know, that's the word I'm going with, so. because the house was, like, horseshoe-shaped, I guess, and, the, like, center part of the U-shape was the, like, outer foyer or the courtyard or whatever. So there's, like, the gate right at the front, and then, like, just a long, like, narrow, like, you know, outdoor hallway type thing. And then you get to the front door at the end. And on either side of the front door, like, where the door is, that part of the wall juts out a little bit. So on either side of it, there's, like, these little alcove kind of tucked away spots. And there's, like, plants and shit all over along the sides, so all the lights in the courtyard were off, and she and I each just dressed, like, head to toe in black and waited for the kids to come in. And, I mean, it was a pretty nice little, like, you know, trap kind of thing, because they can't fucking go anywhere. I mean, there's, like, walls of house on either side of them and, like, a long, dark path behind them of scary courtyard with a fucking big gate. And, I mean, like, they couldn't fucking go anywhere. But, yeah, when they'd get up to the door, either, I think we tried to plan it so it was, like, right as they were about to ring the doorbell, but sometimes we just jumped out, like, when they got close, or just whatever. But yeah, we scared the piss out of so many fucking kids that night. And adults, so we scared everybody. It was fucking fun. And we only made one person cry. I mean, she was, like, a little girl, and she was dressed in, like, this little angel outfit, and I actually did feel kind of bad, but I mean, she wasn't, like, wailing, but she was, like, her eyes teared up and stuff. I was like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. Dude, give me some candy. Give her candy. Give her candy. Buy her love back. So, yeah, that's definitely not the craziest thing I've ever done on Halloween, but probably one of the most memorable. What character in a horror movie would you be? The virgin who survives, the jock who gets offed in the first half hour, the badass who makes it to the end just to get killed in the third act, the scream queen, the male hero lead. Male hero lead, dibs. Yep. a warlock has cast a spell, turning you into what you've dressed up as for Halloween. What do you hope you've picked to wear? Remember you, yeah, X-23. Mm-hmm. No question. Yep, yeah. Mm-hmm. Uh-oh, you've just read from the Book of the Dead. What do you do now that you've unleashed a demon and it's raining blood? Hey! We still got any of that LSD left over? Yeah, I'm gonna need some. Oh, what, it would work. For It would do something, I'm sure. You have woken up as a newly turned vampire. What kind of hedonistic first night do you have? I would start out by testing my new limits, learning my new form. Yeah. Just basically seeing how much shit I could do to myself before doing damage, I suppose, and just getting a feel for the increase in strength and the crazy, wacky instincts that come with it. And yeah, and that, I mean, of course, that's probably after savagely killing the first thing that I saw because I was hungry, thirsty, whatever. But after that, then I would figure out what my new self could do. And then I would go and find some sexy, pale little thing to play with. And I mean, I wouldn't kill her, but like, she'd be a little woozy the next day, for sure. What Halloween costume turns you on the most when you see someone wearing it? That's a damn good question. Nothing's really coming to mind. I think it's more the person, and it doesn't really matter what they're wearing. Yeah, because I can't like think of anything. Well, okay. No, okay, yeah. It's not a specific like costume per se, but a specific type of costume, I guess. If you play to your strengths, I suppose. Like if you go for something that you already sort of resemble, and pull it off well, then that, I mean, of course, if it's meant to be a sexy costume or if it's not meant to be and it just happens to be whatever, like, you know, if you look like a fucking sumo wrestler and you try to be a sumo wrestler, it's probably not going to turn me on. It would be impressive, but yeah, no. Yeah, because, okay, so the Halloween party that I mentioned earlier. Oh, God. Oh, okay, so I had gone outside, and this is just like a house party, but I had gone outside to go and greet my friend who had come over. Oh my God. Oh, she looked good that night too. Fuck. Oof. And oh God, I looked terrible. That was either the year that I looked really, really good or really, really just retarded. And I think it was the really retarded one because there was way more people at that one, and that was a good one. So anyway, but yeah, so I'd gone outside to go and like greet her and, you know, bring her inside and all that stuff. And there was a girl who I had seen her like walking around inside, and I mean, of course, she caught my eye because she was fucking catching everybody's eye. She was gorgeous, but she was petite is just all encompassing everything about her. Perfect, perfect word to sum her up, petite. And she was not, I don't know, I can't really tell like what her exact ethnicity was, but she looked like she was like if she went in the sun, like she would get a nice tan, like she would tan, you know, get like nice like bronzy color or whatever, but she would still have like a nice like bronzy color, whatever. Like even if she didn't go in the sun. So like she was like I don't want to say light skinned or dark skinned because neither one of them seemed to fit, but like oh, she's somewhere in the middle, but she was just gorgeous and fucking flawless, beautiful skin too. And she had really, really, really long, 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 straight, like heavy, like a curtain, just silky, lustrous, gorgeous, glossy black hair that went down to like her hips. And I mean, she was really short, so like, but I mean, it was still really, really long, but like, yeah, and she had, I don't even fucking remember what the hell she had on the bottom. Oh, yeah, I do. Dumbass, because it was derp. She was dressed up as, I don't know if it was supposed to be like Cleopatra exactly, but it was definitely, you know, the archetypal ancient Egyptian look. And she had that little, like, belt thing with, like, a really long strip in the front and a really long strip in the back. So it's like a loincloth skirt, I suppose. And that was it. She had some, like, you know, like a straight vertical line of hieroglyphics going down the front of her in the center. And possibly on her back, too, along her spine. I don't quite remember, but I think it was just the front. But anyway, she just happened to be outside when I had gone out to go meet my friend. And the guy either that she was there with or that was standing there, I don't really know. There were way too many people at that party for me to even fucking know how or who any of the interpersonal relationships went. But the guy that was there, too, she, like, went to go and kiss him, and he picked her up so that she was, like, being held by him and, like, had her legs around his waist. And I had just greeted my friend, and we just turned around, or, like, I had turned around, she was already facing that way, whatever. God, I go into so many unimportant details, Jesus Christ. We were heading back inside, finally, to the party, and she had just, like, gotten picked up by the dude, and she, like, just leaned back, like, just held on him with her legs, and, like, slowly, I mean, you could, like, see the fucking the curve in her back, like, forming, like, as she went down, and it was just all, it was graceful as hell, too. She was drunk as shit, and it was still so fucking graceful, and, like, all her hair just kind of, like, slowly, you know, fell away to the sides, and she, I mean, she didn't have, like, a huge rack. She was small, little skinny, very, very, very lithe, just beautiful girl. But she did, she had nice tits. She did. And, oh, God. Yeah, she just, like, leaned back and did this, like, gorgeous fucking, like, cat stretch out before us. And, I mean, she obviously knew what she was doing, but, like, she had her eyes closed like she didn't give a fuck, and like it just it was a very very hot little picture mental image picture thing whatever visual that's what I'm going for sorry I'm getting kind of like flustered thinking about it or something I don't know but yeah that turned me on that fuck that turned anybody on who was in a fucking close enough distance to see it I'm sure but like oh god yeah she was just adorable. Yeah, okay. I want to, like, keep going on about her and, like, but yeah. but, like, seriously, man, you should have seen her hands. I mean, she was small. Everything about her was small, like I said, but, like, she had, like, long, graceful fingers somehow, but, like, still tiny, cute hands, which makes no sense even now saying it, but, like, just try to imagine that, I guess. I don't know. And, like, oh, there's, she had that, like, that delicate, but, like, totally, like, underneath thing that gets me every fucking time. Yeah, she had that going very, very, very nicely. and she had a real pretty smile, too, which always helps. Okay, so, hang on, sorry. Trying to scroll back up and find the rest of these damn questions. Come on. Come on. Oh, here we go. There. Have you ever used Halloween as an excuse to try something kinky in the bedroom? Maybe a little cosplay? Some time with that riding crop or handcuffs that are just for your costume? Some fear play, maybe? No. Okay, no. First of all, no, I haven't. And I'm laughing because I have a small handful of items that could certainly be used for a costume, but were acquired for just the opposite. I'm just laughing about that. But no, I haven't ever... I don't know. I mean, like, if I've wanted to do something kinky in the bedroom, then I pretty much just said, hey, let's do this thing. And, like, you know, point at something and, or, you know, stumble over trying to describe what it was. Did that a few times. That was always fun. but yeah, like, if, you know, myself and whoever my boyfriend was at the time, like, wanted to try something kinky like that. I mean, I can't even really say that because I've only done that kind of stuff with, like, one boyfriend, really, but yeah, whatever. So, if we wanted to do something like that, then we would just, we didn't really need an excuse. We would just kind of try it. yeah. And, like, Halloween, I mean, I've used Halloween as an excuse to, like, dress like a slut and go out in public that way before, but I think that's kind of nothing new or special, so. what was the last time, or no, when, excuse me, when was the last time you dressed up for Halloween? What were you? It's been a few years. I don't know. Gotten, like, boring. But, last time I was either, I can't remember which one I did last, but it was either Rainbow Bright or Little Red Riding Hood. And the Little Red Riding Hood one was way, way better. Rainbow Bright was just like a costume that they already sell put together. But, excuse me, for the Little Red Riding Hood one, that was so much fun. It took me like 2 fucking months to find this damn thing too, but I finally found a wolf head that, you know, like hand puppets, how it'll just be like an animal's head and you stick your hand in there. I got one of those and stomped on it on the ground, just got it all like dirty and, you know, scuffed up and messy looking. I don't know what the hell, I don't know if I bought fake blood or made fake blood, but I, you know, drizzled fake blood all over it. And then took a length of a lightweight kind of chain that was all like dirty and like rough looking, like it was all pretty and shiny and shit. excuse me. And I looped that around its neck and made like another loop at the top for like a handle and just kind of had that like dangling off my wrist, like carrying around like a fucking trophy. and then the outfit was almost like a schoolgirl costume, like as the base, like it was like a red plaid skirt. But the stockings were black and I think I'm sure I must have gone with like the like ripped up fishnet ones. Just because, you know, it looks like more of a scuffle had happened. And then just some little, you know, like slutty red top thing that was very inappropriate for the season. like high heel, like buckle shoes, like what fuck, what the hell are those called? Mary Jane style, I think, maybe. I don't know. The cloak, like a red cloak. And that was just some like little, I mean, that did come from a costume store. The other stuff was just like stuff. But the cloak was just like a, you know, like that fake velvety looking cheap stuff. And yeah, it was just like a basic cloak. So that, and then I had this little like red drawstring pouch looking bag thing that just seemed appropriate for the look. So that was what I carried my phone and like my keys and my shit in. But yeah, that was a good costume. I like that one. And I know I wore it twice, but I don't know if, well, actually I'm pretty sure I wore the fucking Rainbow Bright one twice too. but I can't remember which one was last. Yeah, anyway, where are we? Would you ever go to a masquerade sex party? If yes, would you join in or just watch? I mean, I might go. I would definitely just watch. I would not, I don't know. I mean, it's nothing against those who are into that kind of shit. I mean, you know, anybody, like, whatever, do as you will, just do no harm or however that saying goes. But yeah, it's not for me. I don't know, the whole stranger thing just kind of like squeaks me out. And I mean, I'm sure, I mean, I would hope that they like, you know, make everybody get tested and verify all that stuff. But like, that's still, that would just be on my mind the whole fucking time. Like, dude, I don't want to catch anything from this. Like, what the fuck? And like, and the, oh, it, there's, I don't know. It's just, it's too much. Too many things to worry about that I wouldn't be able to get off my mind. And just the whole thought of like random strangers like that is just not at all appealing. I don't know, man. Like, I need that connection, you know? So, yeah. I mean, I might go, I guess, to watch only. But, yeah, no. What are your plans for Halloween this year? None yet. Oh, shit. Oh, no, wait. Oh, I just remembered. Okay, so. Oh, crap. All right, well, I remembered something else that I did for another Halloween that was fun, but, like, I think that that is not a, I mean, it's, like, a specific event, and, yes, okay, yeah, forget about that. Anyway, no plans this year, yet. Who knows? Yeah, nothing really exciting to say for this question, sorry, but, okay. And my phone's about to die anyway. Okay. Oh shit, you're still recording.